Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Theodore, T-H-E-O-D-O-R-E. Gopper, G-O-P-P-E-R-T. Address is 1675 Manzanita Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-401-3337. Unit 115. ID is XXX XXX7386. Date of birth is 2/18/1949. 73-year-old married. Retired man. Insurance is Medicare / AARP. Pharmacy is Walgreens. It's addressed to 1802 Foundation Lane, Suite 225, Chico, California, 95928-9217. Attention, P.A. Danlon, D-A-N-L-O-N. The phone is 202-893-7910. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of previous TIA / CVA, subparagraph, findings of carotid stenosis - treated, subparagraph, advanced stage 4 renal insufficiency, next paragraph, Previous history, essential hypertension, treated and stable. Subparagraph, clinical findings suggesting Parkinsonism / Parkinson's disease. New paragraph, history of abnormal gait with ataxia. Subparagraph, previous history of tendency to falls. Dear professional colleagues, thank you for referring Mr. Theodore Goppert for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Mr. Goppert was seen today, attended by his wife, who helped provide additional information. New paragraph. He has an extensive medical history currently being addressed. Subparagraph. He's been referred for renal further renal care and cardiovascular care as well. New paragraph. At this time, he demonstrates a forward of posturing that is a consequence of his previous occupation in as a horseshoeing man who did this for a number of years. Subparagraph. He had an avocational interest in photography. New paragraph. Since he developed renal insufficiency as a consequence of uncontrolled hypertension, there has been a great deal of changes in his life due to his disability. New paragraph. Currently, he can ambulate around the house using at times a walker, sometimes without the walker, and then can ambulate outside using a cane, but can only go short distances due to the development of more generalized weakness. New paragraph. His neurological examination demonstrates normal cranial nerve function. His motor examination demonstrates generalized motor weakness. New paragraph. There's no unusual sensory changes. New paragraph. Testing for pathological and primitive reflexes today was unremarkable. New paragraph. There's no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph. Cerebellar testing with passive range of motion and distraction techniques discloses an asymmetry in motor tone, slightly increased on the right compared to the left, however, without cogwheeling. New paragraph. His wife gave an additional history today of previously identified and observed obstructive sleep apnea. New paragraph. In consideration of his history findings and presentation, we will complete the following, noting that his patellar reflexes were very brisk, a sign of possible early myelopathy. New paragraph. Number one, we will obtain MR neuroquantitative brain imaging for evaluation of cerebral degeneration and risk factors for cognitive decline and cerebellar dysfunction. Number as well as previous ischemia and stroke. Number two, MR imaging of the cervical spine to exclude spinal stenosis. New paragraph. Number three, we will obtain in-office sleep testing to exclude sleep apnea and reported findings of nocturnal restlessness or restless leg syndrome. New paragraph. In our discussion today, considering his interest in continuing activity, he will be referred for physical therapy with balanced training. New paragraph. I will see him for follow-up and reevaluation with the results of the above testing. New paragraph. Further laboratory studies may be required. Subparagraph. I've asked the family to initiate a men's general vitamin for men over 50 to take in addition to his current supplements as they increase the B12 to twice a day while he's taking his protonics. My signature.